Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, it's 33 after the hour. Now, here's a story you probably have not heard yet. I'm going to guess you haven't heard this story. And it's an important story because it places into context the concerns you may have as an American citizen for those out there doing the work for us and the hangover, if you will, from the Obama administration. There's a woman and a CIA agent, Sabrina D'Souza, sitting in a Portuguese jail, awaiting extradition to Italy, where she's likely going to sit for the next 4 years in prison because she was doing her job. Pete Hoekstra here, former chair of the House Intel Committee, to explain. Pete, this is a confusing story to me. Can you bring it into focus for us?
I sure will, Steve. But first off, congratulations for joining the White House press pool.
Well, I appreciate that.
And, you know, it's an honor to be on the radio with somebody who's part of the press pool. So, but no, hey, that's awesome. I love what they're doing, and I'm glad they picked Steve Gruber to be one of the people that will be on with them on a regular basis.
Well, we were also told, and I mentioned this earlier, but now you bring that up, we were told, given every indication that the president will join us here on the program, they said, it's going to be soon. We can't give you a date yet because he's quite busy, but he intends him and Mike Pence both to come back through places like Michigan that they won by narrow margins and know are important to their agenda going forward. So, looks like pretty good days ahead.
Yeah, and you know, if you need to, you can give him one of my slots sometime in the future.
Well, there you go. I appreciate that.
All right. Hey, the case with Sabrina D'Souza is a very important case because it's about one of our former CIA case officers. 2003, shortly after 9/11. We're doing a number of things to try to keep America safe, and they were very controversial. One of these was rendition. We would take people and we would move them to other countries. And in 2003, the CIA, with some cooperation, I believe, with the Italian government, decided that there was a potential terrorist in Italy with Egyptian ties, and that this person should be snatched in Italy and then rendered to Egypt. And that's exactly what happened. The CIA captured this person on the streets of Milan, rendered them back to Egypt.
So they're doing what they normally do. They're finding a dangerous individual, they're taking him off the streets, and they're going to go figure out what they know.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So these types of programs on an individual basis, are approved by the National Security Council back then. So this is not, a group of CIA people and Italian intelligence folks in Italy deciding, hey, we think this is a bad person, let's grab him and let's send him to Egypt. This goes all the way up the food chain through the CIA, goes up to the National Security Council, may have actually even been reviewed by President Bush at the time. And they give the go-ahead, grab this person, take him, and take him to Egypt. There's lots of other peripheral information around this whole event and these types of things. The bottom line is the Italian justice system, 2007, 2008, they decide that they are going to identify, they finally identify who was involved in this. And they prosecute these Americans in absentia. Six, seven of these people, Americans, are convicted in absentia.
Right.
Two of them eventually are pardoned. One has their sentence reduced, so they don't have to worry about extradition. Sabrina has dual citizenship. She's an American and she is a Portuguese person. All of her family lives in Portugal. So she leaves the CIA. She goes back to visit her mother, who's very, very still, who's very, very sick. About a year and a half, 2 years ago, she is then detained by the Portuguese and said, "You cannot leave the country. There is an Interpol arrest warrant out for you. You need to stay in the country." So she has been in the state of uncertainty now for over 2 years.
Limbo, really. She's just kind of been in limbo, legal limbo, but no longer. In fact, things got much worse for her.
That's right. 4 days ago, she was picked up by the Portuguese police. She was put into she's now been in prison for 4 days, pending her extradition to Italy, where she will begin serving her four-year term. Now, I disagree with you. I do not believe that ultimately she will serve 4 years. The American people will not tolerate, a CIA case officer sitting in an Italian jail for 4 years for doing what the White House asked her to do.
Well, I would normally agree with you under normal circumstances, but I see these people in the streets bad-mouthing the United States of America every day, and it makes me wonder, Pete, if some of these people wouldn't say, see, that's what you deserve, that's what should happen, just because I'm like, some days I wonder who these people are, you know what I mean? But go on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there will be some Americans who say that, but Donald Trump will not let her be in this position. For 7 years, Barack Obama had the option to, go to the Italians and say, hey, this is ridiculous, throw out these convictions, leave my people alone. The Italians were involved in this. Your judicial system is all screwed up. But an ally of ours, someone who wants to be an ally of ours, is not going to threaten American case officers. But for 7 years, Barack Obama did nothing. John Brennan, the former CIA director, was in Portugal twice last year, and with sources that we have going into the Portuguese intelligence community, the word is he never brought up the issue of Sabrina, so he left her out hanging. And, there are case officers, people who work for the CIA, people who work for the United States overseas, who are watching this very, very closely, because if we don't stand up for Sabrina and get her released,
then who do we stand up for? The concern that I have here, you told me this story a couple of days ago, we were visiting about this. It concerns me how many hundreds, thousands of agents out there will say, well, now, wait a second. If they don't have my back, what am I doing out here? I'm just out, in space with no protection. I mean, that has got to be horrible for morale.
It's a horrible position because, remember, what do spies do?
Spy.
They spy.
They do.
They spy. They steal information. They break the laws of other countries each and every day, and they do that because we as a government believe that these things need to be done to keep America safe. So they put themselves at legal risk each and every day, and as we frequently also know, they also put themselves at physical risk each and every day by doing some of the most dangerous things that a government will ask its own people to do. We need to stand up. We need to defend Sabrina and people like her. And I've got confidence that Donald Trump and his administration, that they will not let Sabrina or people like her sit in our allies' jail.
Well, I certainly hope you're right about that. And we're going to keep a close eye on this one, because this one is very disconcerting to, well, like you said, we can't have an American agent doing their job at the request of the administration, any administration sitting in jail for that matter. Pete Hoekstra, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it, everybody. Former chair of the House Intel Committee, Pete Hoekstra from Michigan, here on the program. Good friend and good friend of the program as well. It's the Steve Gerber Show on Free For All Friday, 41 After.